It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. And coming up, Mad Maxing Mileage, hybrid style. But first. Time now for your comments. In our interview with Kellen Betts about health problems related to office cubicles, she spoke about chemicals used to make them in the 1980s that have been known to cause sick building syndrome. Brian Miller is a builder who tunes in our program in Boulder, Colorado. He notes that these same chemicals are found in the average household. Many kitchen cabinets are made from the same material as the cubicles. He writes, and the plywood and strand board found in our walls and floors is also permeated with many of the same chemicals, as are the carpets, wood finishes, paints, and plastic cups. Mr. Miller says he's appalled at the disregard for the health of tradesmen and homeowners shown by the manufacturers and vendors of such products. Reporter Guy Hand's story, Mad About Magpies, about the birds folks love to hate, prompted June Pecker to send us a note. She hears our show in Christchurch, New Zealand, and says she is mad about magpies and loves them passionately. Miss Pecker admits she's an oddity in her homeland where magpies are reviled, trapped, and killed. David Deitch of Boulder, Colorado, also professed great affection for the bird. What I find interesting, Mr. Deitch writes, is how so many people seem to hate the animals that act most like themselves. Could they not see the irony in hating a bird that seemed to be, quote, driving out other birds? We recently aired a special on Nobel Peace Prize winner Wangari Maathai. The Kenyan scientist initiated a grassroots movement to reforest the landscape of her East African nation. Cathay Fish listens to Living on Earth in Chico, California. She writes, the news nowadays is so depressing. We need more stories of how grassroots movements are creating change. I loved this story. It warmed my heart. Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. Write us at 20 Holland Street, Suite 408, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144 is the zip. Our email address is comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org.